The Lily Her Podcast. I'm your host, Ayan Mariah, and you are now listening to a Big Yarn Production Boo. And we ain't playing no games, and if you thought we are, we won't. Sorry, boo. Wrong YouTube channel. But anyways, we back here with another episode. I'm not gonna lie, y'all. As you see, I'm here with pink tights. I got my wine. I have my phone, no show cards. Like, we're on straight vibes today. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be completely honest with you. So, as we are here, I did want to talk about, I'm not really talking about nothing. Y'all talking about it. Y'all asked me a couple of questions. So, as I'm here today, I'm going to actually be answering the questions that you guys asked me. So, we're going to get a little bit into it today. This episode is going to feel real raw, uncut, unfiltered, baby. We just here. We here with the get down. So I just want you guys to enjoy it. Please definitely take something from it. But hopefully you get to know a little bit about me and what I'm really about a little bit. Anyways, I'm going to be honest. I'm a little excited to be getting grilled by y'all today. I'm a little excited. So we're going to go ahead and get right into it, honestly. First one that we do have on the list is going to be, what's one truth you think more people need to hear about love? Baby, I am not no love expert. I'm going to be honest. I'm still trying to figure out my love life my damn self. I'm not the first person. I'm probably not the best person, actually, to give you, like, any type of advice on love. I do believe one thing that I think, like, I've been learning more about love. I can speak on that because, you know, a girl can only speak on her experience. Sometimes you can love people so deeply and still not be able to change them. And I'm a person that, like, if I love you, baby, I need us to be on the same wave, same accord. You know, I want us to be, we need to be growing and, you know, doing all this stuff together. So for me, I feel like that's one thing I've been noticing when it comes down to, like, all aspects of my life, whether it's relationships, friendships. I just want to learn how to, I've been learning to, you know, love people, but loving people doesn't mean that I have to change them or doesn't mean that I need to, you know, put up with certain things. Like, I can still set my boundaries and love people and walk away. And, you know, we can go down their path and I can go down my path, you know, while I'm still, you know, staying true to myself as well. So I think that's one thing that I've been learning when it comes down to love, I guess. This is the questions y'all ask me, though. Don't look, you getting what you get with this. I told y'all, y'all getting what you get with this. But for my question that y'all asked me, number two is, what's my skincare routine? I'm gonna be honest. I use La Roche-Posay. I don't know if I'm saying it right, y'all. Maybe we can put, like, a picture. I'll put you right here if you're watching it on the YouTube version. If not, definitely subscribe to the YouTube channel at Lily Her Podcast. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I use as far as, like, for my skincare. I definitely use La Roche-Posay. Like, the body wash is white. Comes in this, like, blue, white and blue sometimes. I don't know. I also use snail mucin. So, like, it's really snail secretion and sunscreen. I use sunscreen 24/7. I definitely try to. And not only this, just that, like, I use it in the wintertime, but I also use it in the summertime as well. So definitely go get you some black girl sunscreen, ladies and gentlemen. And back to the questions. Now, let's looking at it. Question three, what's something you would tell your younger self? Ooh, y'all come in high. I don't know. What's something I would tell my younger self? I would say one thing I would tell my younger self, I would say continue to be unapologetically, like, you know, you at the end of the day. Nobody is going to understand you and love you like you, so continue to be you. But, and I know it sounds probably cliche, but I think it's honestly the truth. I think, like, being young, or, like, I think a lot of people put us in, like, boxes, put me in boxes, put my younger self in boxes to, like, be a certain person, or when I did do too much, I was told that I was too much, I was too sensitive. And I think for me, like, a girl just always been her, you know? And I think sometimes you let people dim your light. And I think I went through a season of letting people dim my light because I didn't know, like, oh, am I doing too much? Like, am I, you know, and maybe I'm not professional enough. Like, people be questioning, like, girl, how the hell did you get this position? How the hell do you be doing the things that you be doing? But I had to come back to myself. You know, I am who I am at the end of the day. I have times where I play. I have a real serious side. And I have a side where, you know, she don't mess around. I have a time where, you know, I'm probably loud and obnoxious and I'm a crybaby. You know, there's different layers. So I would tell myself to continue to be true to who you are. You know, like, continue to live out those layers, live between those layers, figure out who you like and what you don't like. You teach people how to treat you is one thing I would say as well, because at the end of the day, like, what you don't speak on is what you basically are tolerating. And for me, I think as being, like, young and looking back at my younger self and how I used to conduct a lot of situations and not speak on stuff back in the day, I think it had me sit in a lot of things a lot longer than I probably even needed to. But I think everything happens for a reason. And I think I would be put in situations and then I would go home. Or I even would put myself in the situations. But I would go home and be like, well, that drained my battery. Don't want to do that again. I would hope that I don't do that in the next couple of months again. I don't be around that person. I'm like, you know, like, you, or, you know, why did they say that to me? Why would they say that? And why didn't I say nothing? Why did I just laugh? Like, why? Like, you know, like, I would go through certain things like that. And I don't know if that's just me. Probably not, because I know we'd be going through the same thing. But I'd be like, why didn't I, like, girl? So I think, like, for me, I would definitely say, you know, when you feel that, it'll be very hard, but start noticing it and speak up on those things. And, like, you know, hold people accountable, because when you don't, you let it go by and you let it go by. And as a 20-year-old little girl at this moment, or, you know, grown as a 20-year-old woman at this moment, because sometimes I be forgetting, I think, you know, people put me in situations where they're like, girl, like, you know, like, they don't expect me to have feelings. They don't expect me to say anything, because that's what they're used to. You know, they're used to doing things and, like, have been doing the same thing that y'all this whole time. Even if I know it's okay, or whether I didn't know it was okay, you know, the thing, same thing's been going on. And when you start to speak up on it, you know, it's not a problem. It might could lose friendships. It's not a problem for you, because you're going to be sending your truth. It feels fine to send your truth, but you do feel like you're ruffling everybody around you feathers. So I think that's definitely something that I would say to my younger self, for sure. Period. That was a good question. What version of yourself are you most proud of right now? Honestly, I would say, now I'm going to be honest, I do feel like, out of all the versions that of Ayana that I've been in my lifetime, this is my favorite one. Podcast host Yana. Like, I think she's unmatched, honestly. Right in the beginning, like, y'all catching me at peak. So I don't know. I think that that's definitely a fave of mine. I think I've been loving the space that I've been giving myself, you know, like, yeah, definitely the podcast version of myself. I feel like I'm always going to be the same girl, for sure, but I feel like I've created a space where I'm able to talk about whatever I want, when I want, you know, on my mic. You know, this is my space, this is my safe space, and I love that I created this for not only me, but for other people as well. I think this is the best version of Ayana. I'm very proud of myself at this very moment. Thank you. And that's also to you guys. You know, y'all, I think hearing everybody's messages, like, hearing, like, you know, Yana, girl, your episodes make me feel like I'm not crazy. I'm like, I be feeling like I'm crazy. So you telling me, you listening to my episodes, telling me, baby, we both on the same accord. Like, I love that. So I think it's definitely healing in a way, for sure. How would you describe your love life right now? Like I said, y'all in my business just a little bit, but I'm going to give y'all a little bit of tea. I don't know how I would describe it. I would say, honestly, what's that song? I would say it's complicated. I would say it's complicated. And the song is literally called Complicated by somebody. I can't think of her name, but I used to sing that song down in the head of my headphones on the bus in middle school. That was my shit. But yeah, I wouldn't say it's complicated. I'm like, I'm also in the midst of focusing so much on myself that I don't even want to look no man's way. Anything that could throw me off, I think it's a really big thing for women to sometimes like put their dreams last or start showing up so much for something else around them that they forget. And I can't forget it. Like, I have people that I have to, we're dropping episodes every week. We are healing one episode at a time. Like, I am a busy girl. So because of that, I just be like really worrying that, like, you know, that is going to, you know, like, derail me from anything. And I don't know if anybody else feels like that. If so, definitely, like, leave a comment. Like, if y'all be feeling like y'all business or, you know, your dreams, your ambitions, if you're going to school, you know, like, if it's a long-distance relationships, like, if you ever feel like something might get in the way of where you really want to go in the long run, I think that's more so where I'm at. But honestly, I'm good. I think my love life is a reflection of how I love myself. I love how I get treated. I am a single girl, but, you know, like, at the end of the day, like, y'all are my business. Anyways, next question. Who's someone you dream of having on the podcast one day? I'm going to be honest, this is a very great question. I've been thinking about who I would want to have on the podcast since the question popped up on my phone when I asked y'all the poll. I think maybe Keke Palmer was the first person that I think about. Honestly, I love that girl vibes down. Like, she's so me. She's so me. And I don't know. I don't really know anybody else that I would like to have on the podcast. Right now, I'm just doing this so that way I have a space to talk, speak on some things. It's a couple people I feel like I want to interview, but I haven't really sat down to think about it. I think I'm more so worried about the message and just being able to make sure that I'm able to, like, give you guys and me so much of a space to, like, talk and, like, just a safe space with everything going on and to really talk about the hard conversations I think nobody wants to talk about that's going to change our generation. That's honestly how I feel about it, honestly. I do think Keke Palmer would be a good fit. I would love to talk to that girl. I just want to have, like, a really girls talk, you know? But I don't know. We'll see. What's next? We have question 7. With so much talent and ambition, why do you still work a 9-to-5? Like I said, I also don't do the podcast for money right now. You know, it's more so about the message that I feel like and the, like, safe space that I give myself, honestly. Like, baby, if you're here to hear it, you're here to hear it. But I don't know. I do still be at my 9-to-5 because I think it bridges the gap between of other things that I want to know as well. You know, we're never done learning. It would be, like, so real and raw and honest. Like, the podcast don't make me no money yet. Like I said, like, I'm not doing this for the money. Like, it was never a money thing for me. I listened to a lot of podcasts. I was like, you know what? I can do this. I wanted a YouTube channel, but I was like, you know what? So I was like, let me do something that'll connect with me that I liked. And as I started going through life, I started realizing that, like, hey, like, podcasting is something that I would love to do. I love to yap. I'm a girl's girl. I'm a people's person. Give her a show, you know? And because when nobody else could give me a show, maybe I made it for myself. So that was really it for me. I think, like, when it comes time where the podcast takes over everything, I know the shift is going to come, and I'm excited for that time. I think about it every day, honestly. Help a girl out, you know. Subscribe to Lily Her Podcast if you're watching this right now. Yeah, if you're watching this, you know, go. Yeah, if you're watching this right now, though, quick break, intermission, you know, like, comment on the post if you like this or whatever. And also subscribe, leave a bell. I mean, like, I'm sorry, I don't never be telling y'all to do nothing because I can never explain how to tell y'all what to do. But, you know, subscribe, you know, turn the bell on so that way y'all know when I'm posting, because I am about to start posting on Mondays. And, you know, like and comment on the videos, watch them fully. Thank you. Help a girl out. But that's why I'm really at my 9-to-5. But I feel like, honestly, no, I feel like, you know, it's part of the growth. I can look at my future self in, like, a couple of 5-6 years, and I can understand why I have to start off where I'm at now. And I think it all makes sense. It's all going to tie into each other, so I'm not upset that this is where I'm at. I'm excited for it, honestly, and I think I love the growth in my job as well. So thank you for the question. But I think, you know, I'm still investing in myself while I stay at my 9-to-5 until, you know, until the stability and the visibility is there, if that makes sense. Okay, so question 8. What's something you love but you had to leave behind? The versions of people that I thought they were. I think sometimes we have a tendency to think, you know, people are the people that we think they are. And sometimes that's not how people are. You know, people are who they tell you they are, who they show up as. Not even who they tell you who they are, because people can tell you motherfucking anything. It's who they show up as, honestly. So I think I really, something that I've like learned to, you know, love people but also like leave behind would definitely be mourning the version of people I thought that they was, or the potential I thought that they had to be my friend or to be my, you know, love, you know, my lover, or to meet up, you know, to my standards, anything like that. What's something you wish you never did? Well, like the PR answer would probably be like, you know, we all make mistakes and, you know, like we go about life and things happen and, you know, you never should regret a mistake. And I think that's all the truth. I don't think that's a lie. I think it's a lot of things that I do wish I would have done differently. But it's nothing I really regret. It's nothing that like I wish I never did. I think everything I did was for a reason. I feel like, you know, I feel like my soul signed up for a purpose and for an exact story before I came here. So whatever I'm here living and doing, baby, it might not be the best decisions, but I'm trying to learn from it day by day. And I think that's why I said I'm trying to become the best version of myself, literally her, the best version of Ayana that I can be. So with that being said, I don't think it's nothing that I wish I never did. I think everything I did makes sense. And I know that, like I said, like, that's a real PR answer, but I think that's the truth, honestly. That's the truth. I don't think I regret a lot of things. There's a lot of things I probably wish I could have done differently. I don't wish, but it's nothing that I wish I think I never done. You know, it all leads you to a certain outcome. And even if we don't know that outcome, you know, whether you're learning, it's a lesson. Baby, take it how it comes and you go about it differently the next time. You know, take it like that. That's what I do. What's one lie you had to unlearn about being a woman of faith? And I think this is a really good question also. I think I had to unlearn, you know, like God still loves me. I had to really learn God, and I still am really learning who he is, his story. I think the same way I give everybody else a mic, I've been just trying to sit in the season of giving God a mic to tell his story, or giving Jesus the mic to tell his story. Just being able to really know how things went down and know how his love is, so that way, I just know how better to go about in my life. But I also think I've been learning that, like, my relationship with God is my relationship with God, you know. You also can't condemn nobody for what they're doing and how they're going. You know, Jesus still loves them. He still is, you know, catering to them in a way, whether you see it or not. And that's really not none of your business, because you can blink and the roles and the tables could be turned so fast. So I think for one thing, for me, I just had to unlearn that, like, you know, I have my own journey with Christ, and how my journey looks, if that makes sense, and giving people that room to have their journey as well. You know, I don't know, for me, I'm just trying to show up as the best version of myself. I know God, my Yana means God is grace, so he is giving that to me all the time. I don't take it for granted. I don't overuse it, but I definitely give myself, you know, grace. And I understand that, you know, that's what he died on the cross for me, so he's been giving me grace. You know, that man didn't even know who I was for real, you know. So I don't know, that's how I feel. So I just been trying to, you know, do my big one, if that makes sense, if that answers the question a little bit. You know, I've been rambling, but yeah. Question 11. What's the biggest lesson you've learned so far this year? I think the biggest lesson I had to learn this year was to put myself out there. You know, always continue to speak up, have those hard conversations. And that's been a big thing for me. It's just making sure that I'm showing up in the right light for the people around me. This is a really good question, y'all. I'm going to be honest. It is in July, so I don't really know what I had to learn. I'd say do what makes you happy, you know, at the end of the day. I think that's a really big lesson that's been done for me, and just also just living in who I am, you know, make those hard decisions, set those hard boundaries, say no when you don't, you know, say no when you don't want to do something, and to continue to put yourself out there and do the hard things, you know, do the hard things, make the hard decisions, have the hard conversations, just really all of that. I think I always knew about it. I think it was always something that was talked about, but I think this year has been something that I've really been standing in. And my biggest lesson is also just really learning about how to maneuver about those situations, because you can say, yeah, I'm going to make sure that I set my boundaries and I'm going to make sure I do all this and the third, like I just named, because I don't remember. It's one thing to do it, but it's also making sure that you're doing it correctly, because you're also having to making sure that you're like catering to other people's feelings in the midst of that. So for me, I think that's been a huge thing for me this year, is to focus on that and just put myself out there, you know, like it's an exposure year. It's a year of, you know, it's a year of growth. It's a year of a new version of ourselves. You know, we're not getting any younger. And I had to also realize that, like, nobody is going to come and make it happen for me. You know, I have to do it on my own. So I think that's been the biggest thing that has taught me this year. One more thing that, for a girl that didn't have anything to say just a couple of minutes ago, I have so many things that this year has taught me all of a sudden. But one last thing. I think another thing that this year has taught me is to take your time. You know, you're not on your timing. You're on, you know, God's timing. And at the end of the day, it is not for you to rush. It's not for you to question. I think I was sitting in a bit of misery, but I was sitting in a bit of like anger. And I don't even know if anger is the word, but more so just upset and disappointed and confusion, because I had this dream that I was like, okay, yeah, I want this. I need to get this done. Let me get this done now. And I was like, why? And I was like looking everything. I was trying to make sure everything made sense and just added it up. And I was like, girl, like, there's no way that you'll be able to get this done in the time frame that you want to get it done in, which is understandable, which is okay, which is not the first time that God has done this to me. Like with my podcast, season 2 was supposed to be, and I stressed this like a lot. I mean, or maybe I stressed this in the first episode coming back from season 2 and in the episode between the break, right after, you know, season 1. I never meant to take this long coming back from season 2. Like, people, season 1, all audio. Season 2 was supposed to be visual, but mind you, I started the podcast in like June 2024. Season 2 was supposed to start in September. I was supposed to have everything you see now was supposed to be done in the midst of a couple of months. Time went by. I did not end up starting, you know, season 2 and still until like Juneteenth, literally. And I feel like sometimes, like, and I but honestly feel like I would not have changed taking that hiatus for nothing. It was the best thing I think I could have done for myself, given what I wanted to get done and how prepared I came sitting on this couch today. And sometimes I think God drops the download in our head, sometimes he drops the idea in our head. And I was at a point where I was very upset the fact that he dropped something in my head and I couldn't fulfill it right now. And I was like, you know what, I was like, why would he even give it to me? Because he know for me, I'm gonna want to go ahead and get it done now. Like, I'm gonna try to go ahead and get it done now for me. I also feel like, you know, sometimes he puts it in our face just so that way we have the idea. Also know that God knows I'm a planner. He made me a planner. He has to give me a certain amount of time for me to be able to put it in my head, get my finances together, get the vision correctly together instead of just jumping in and doing something. So I appreciated him for that. And I think his relationship was something that is something that I had to learn for me and him. And it's something I'm still learning. So I just advise yourself to give yourself grace with that as well. But, you know, don't miss out on getting to know him and don't wait until it's too late as well. What's the easiest way to stick to a routine? I would say the easiest way to stick to a routine. Okay, so I'm gonna be honest. I would say when I think about like what's the best way to start a routine, my mind instantly starts thinking like, okay, what would Google say? I'm gonna be honest. I'm gonna tell y'all what I do. I know what I do might not work for everybody, but it has worked for me. Like I said, I am a planner myself. So I'm not like a planner, baby. I ain't planning no events. But when it comes down to me, there's something on my heart. It only feels right if I give myself room to really get it all done, plan it out, to know exactly what's going to get done each week. So for me, I would say the easiest way to stick to a like routine would be to continuously do that routine, but make sure that routine is comfortable for you. I feel like you don't want to do anything that's going to put you in like a situation where you feel like you're tired in the next couple of like days. I don't really know, but make sure that it's comfortable for you, I would say. Whatever, make a routine. For me, like, I've been starting to do, like I said, well, y'all don't even know. So I talked about it in my last episode, which y'all haven't seen yet. It's going to be episode 6. It's a solo episode posted right before this one. It talks a little bit about the foundation of her that I built, and I literally journaled this myself. I looked back on the journal entry that I wrote on April 14th, 2024, and I realized that I literally talked about trying to build the best version of myself. And since that was the case, I talked about it and I broke it down and gave y'all the step-by-steps breakdown of how I really created, you know, a routine and a schedule for my life and how it has, you know, created so many fruits and things that I'm just seeing now. So how it pays off, basically. So I would say the easiest way to stick into a routine is making sure that you're doing something that's comfortable for you. Making sure that the routine that you're making is comfortable and it fits you. It doesn't fit, you know, everybody else's schedule. It doesn't fit the people that's around you. It fits you. I think doing that, knowing what your priorities are each day. And one thing I've been doing is writing down, or even just like notating, jotting down a lot of different priorities. So I'll write down 2 or 3 major priorities and then 2 different like sub or low priority things that I could like put off, or you know, something 2-minute task. I can't really think of 2-minute tasks, but like least important thing that I'm okay with putting on to a different day later this week or tomorrow. And that's something that I've got very intentional about, like low-key doing. And with that being said, it makes me make sure that the things that's important to me, I'm able to get it done. I would say once you do that, set that up weekly. Set that up weekly and try to make sure that it's comfortable to you. If you know you got stuff to do on a certain week, you know, plan that accordingly in your schedule as well. So I'd say the best way to stick to a routine would genuinely making sure that it's comfortable for you and it fits you and it's most comfortable to you and your liking. Is, you know, just making sure that it's comfortable to your liking. Make sure that you're really taking the initiative to have it laid out exactly what you're doing, or to know exactly what you're doing. I said this in season 1 as well. Get you a calendar. I said from Target, but you know, they took away the DEI program, so we ain't going there. I would definitely say make it very intentional to, you know, create you a good routine, though. Make sure the routine fits you. Get you a calendar, get you a planner, and write down, or just a regular notebook, you know. Make it very intentional about what's your priorities and what's secondary, and make you a routine that fits you every single day of the week, and you follow that. I think at the end of the day, sticking to a routine really doesn't have to do about what the task at hand or handling the task at hand. I think, honestly, it's more of a discipline issue, because I think for me, when I started my podcast, I tried for a long time right before I started it, I tried to be very intentional about everything that I was doing, because I felt like I had to prove it to myself that I was able to do these things. If you're going to tell yourself that, hey, I'm going to get up and I'm going to do this, and then you get up that morning and you don't fulfill it, for me, I feel like I can't trust myself. You know, like I can't even trust myself to get up and do the certain routine that I know that I told myself I was going to do. And I think for that, it started to come with a little bit of guilt. So I tried to be a lot more like disciplined about what needs to be done, and just being disciplined about like getting things done even when I don't want to do it. And I think making a routine that's comfortable for you definitely helped me, because I wasn't making a routine that was best for other people. Even when it comes, and I tell this story a lot, even when it comes down to my old job, I wanted to do my podcast, but I know when it came down to me recording episodes and doing, I just was not going to have enough time to show up and do everything that I wanted to, like I wanted to, at the job that I was at. So I made it very intentional for me to like try to get me a new job, so that way I can just show up in a better light for not only me, but for y'all as well. So hopefully that answers that question a little bit. I know I rambled. I would say definitely start it off with discipline. You know, start a little task, do those little tasks, and hold yourself accountable for them and do them. The more you see yourself creating a routine and being able to follow through, you trust yourself, because you know, like, oh yeah, I know I'm gonna get this done. And the more you trust yourself to get it done and do the hard task, you'll be able to feel more comfortable with sticking to a routine. And with that routine, you'll be able to stick to it because it's more comfortable and fits your needs. I hope that that makes sense. I hope I rambled myself into making that make sense for y'all. Because one thing I've been trying to work on this year as well, I know this wasn't a question, but it's a little question from Yana, is one thing I've been trying to work on is closing off my sentences. Y'all might not notice, but hold me accountable to it. Because I'll talk and then I'll like just go into a whole nother ramble. And then I think I'm doing it now, but I'll talk and go into a whole nother ramble to the point where like I'm off topic and I don't know how to make it get back and I don't even know where I went. So I've just been trying to like, you know, stay on topic. So hold me accountable for it, y'all. But anyways, back to the next question. So we have, I think we're almost done. Yeah, this is the last question. So this really, we ended it off with question 13, which is one question that I love. What does Literally Her mean to you compared to when you started the podcast? I think, baby, you ate this up. Chef's kiss, baby. Somebody should clock your tea, because I don't even know. Let me just stop. Now, the mindset part of it, yes, I was all down that. Now, when I first started the podcast, I was like, yeah, I'm literally that girl. Why not? Why wouldn't it be the Literally Her podcast? But I feel like, you know, I am that girl, been that bitch, still that bitch, gonna forever be that bitch, was always something that was in my first, was in my first thoughts when I made, you know, Literally Her podcast. And I feel like so many people just be saying so many different things, and they just be wanting my advice on things, and just be feeling like I'm somebody. And baby, I am somebody. I really need somebody too. Just like, but what I was saying, as far as Literally Her podcast, when I first started it, I did feel like, you know, I feel like people perceived me in a certain way, and I feel like I had a lot to say, and because of that, I feel like I want to merge them into the two. Now, with Literally Her, I feel like Literally Her is not just, you know, it's not just like Literally Her. Like, Literally Her is something that you are literally embodying. I feel like you cannot get any more serious than Literally. And with her, just, you know, just in general, I feel like, you know, just a version of yourself that you want to, you know, they'd be like, you know, and I'm her. Like, I'm really her. I'm her, 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 her. And I feel like, yeah, like, I'm literally going to be her. I'm literally embodying the best version of myself. And I think with that being said, it all comes down to you being able to heal, go through those like situations, figuring out how you feel, doing all the hard work that nobody talks about. So I made it very prevalent to go through that and also make a space, you know, like I said, for other people. So Literally Her means to me now stepping into the best version of yourself. And not only that, but helping other people step into the best version of themselves as well. Just giving people a space to be feeling heard, seen, all that. So I think honestly, you know, Literally Her means a lot. It always means a lot. I think the depth of it has always been there. I think sometimes we get caught up in ourselves, and I think out of time, and I'm not even going to say this, because when I was caught up in myself and I loved the Lily Her podcast and I felt like this, I wasn't even dropping episodes. Like, this was during my hiatus, y'all. So, but I felt still so much love. People were always asking about it. I never felt like, you know, I was on a hiatus. I always was working. I never forgot about y'all. I was always working. So yeah, I feel like it definitely always held weight, but it definitely holds more weight now that I feel like I get more information on you guys and hearing how like this helps y'all and connects to y'all, how y'all feel about it. So I appreciate y'all at the end of the day. I mean, it always was there. God always did his big one with it, but it heals me to know that I'm really helping y'all. So I think literally her means that, and hopefully that sums it up for y'all. But I really did enjoy this episode. Hopefully we can do something like this again, a little girls talk question air, you know, with Big Yon the goat, if you know. But yeah, I hope y'all enjoy this, enjoy y'all's week. If you do know, episodes will now be dropping on Mondays. So this is a very good questionnaire to start y'all Mondays off a little bit. Hopefully my questions, or, you know, my answers and y'all's questions open up some avenues for y'all to think about your own life. You know, we halfway into the year. So I hope y'all enjoy this episode and see you in the next one. Bye.